Hi, everyone, and welcome to my On the Frontline podcast. As you know, leadership doesn't just happen in boardrooms. It actually happens on the front line. It happens behind the wheel. It happens in dispatch and tough decisions about people, safety, and community, with real lives depending on you every single day. This is the Frontline podcast, where I have real conversations about leadership, learning, and growth, where the work actually happens. This week's conversation is about leadership that goes well beyond business. It's about leadership that protects an industry, supports the people behind it, and fights for the future of trucking at every single level. My guest this week is Ben Greenberg. He is the president and CEO of the North Carolina Trucking Association. Ben has spent years serving the transportation industry, and I learned recently, first as an attorney and now as one of the leading voices for trucking policy and advocacy in North Carolina. Since stepping into the CEO role at NCTA in 2022, Ben has helped lead critical conversations around tort reform, infrastructure, truck parking, and the broader challenges facing carriers across the state and you all across the country. The association is number two in the country for growth, and it's a huge win with the booting ban. But what really stands out to me about Ben isn't just policy, it's how he treats people. He understands that behind every piece of legislation, every regulatory fight, and every industry challenge, there are real families, real drivers, and real businesses trying to keep America moving. Under his leadership, the association continues to strengthen its role, both as an advocate and a unifier. He brings together carriers, partners, women in trucking, lawmakers to create a safer, stronger, more transparent trucking industry, an industry that we all love so much. He has made such a big impact on tort reform, truck parking crisis, inclusivity, and the challenges carriers are facing today. He's deeply involved in understanding what it takes to build trust in the industry with lawmakers and the public. And I saw on LinkedIn, and this is one of the reasons of the many reasons I reached out to him, he closed on a truly special new property in downtown Raleigh, a milestone that represents not just growth, but his long-term investment in the future of trucking in North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining me, Ben, to celebrate you and the goodness that you bring to this industry. So why don't you go ahead and, add anything else about your introduction and what the frontline means to you and how it's really shaped you in this industry.
Yeah, I mean, I think you covered a lot there. It's a very nice introduction. And, you know, this industry is everything, right, for everybody in this country, whether they're a part of it or not. And so it's just an honor to be able to serve the men and women on the front line of trucking. And we are really excited about our property acquisition. It's kind of nice for us to plant a flag right at the center of policy for transportation in North Carolina. We've got great access right behind the Department of Transportation, right by FMCSA's headquarters in Raleigh, walking distance to the General Assembly, and then walking distance to the State High Patrol headquarters. So we're right there, and it's a nice way to kind of bring the association back to some of the things that it had previously, right? You know, there's cycles. Mm-hmm. And so the association's work has kind of gone up and down over the years, but I do strongly feel like we're in the best position that we've ever been in a long time. And so we're just excited and fired up to represent this great industry in North Carolina.
I love that so much. I saw the post. I can't wait to see it and see what you all do to make it your own, right? I think that is so beautiful. And one of the things that I've learned in being in the trucking industry for the past decade is a lot of times people think that innovation isn't happening, which is, to me, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, Ben, where have you seen an innovation, maybe at your organization or beyond, that has been really impactful for you?
Gosh, I think everywhere. You know, it's somewhat ironic we're having this conversation. I am in Las Vegas. You can see the lovely drapes behind me. And I was moderating a panel at the ACT Expo, which is all about innovation and technology. And so I was moderating a panel on in-cab technology, you know, how we've gone from very little technology in the cab, evolved over the years, and now, you know, high level AI systems, advanced driver assist technology, conversations about, you know, what autonomous trucking could look like. And so there's really not a place where the industry hasn't been innovating. It's always been doing the good work, and there's always folks that are on the leading edge from a technology standpoint. But truly, I think every facet of the industry has been innovating. And at the association level, I'm currently the youngest state exec serving in the country. And so I've somehow or another kind of become the AI czar for the association.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, I get to work with my peers a lot on just talking about, you know, how can we continue to do more with less, right? And, you know, not every state trucking association is built the same. Some are one man, one woman shows. Some have very large staffs, depending on the size of their association. But the reality is that we can all be doing more by utilizing technology and kind of investing and looking forward. And I enjoy the relationship that I've got with my peers anyways, but it's fun to be able to have that role and be able to support them, get more for their states, and then also get more for the country by investing and utilizing some of that technology as well. Because as you know, a rising tide lifts all ships, and we're all in this together as a federation to support this industry.
I love that. Thank you so much for going out to Las Vegas and learning, because, you know, people don't realize the time and effort that you do and you take to continue to advance not only your own knowledge, but the association's ability to lead as one of the leading state associations in the country. So it's really beautiful. And I know a lot of the conversation that I'm having around AI is this idea of, you know, removing people. And I think about the front line, about really what it teaches us about people and humanity. From your perspective, what do you think is the biggest lesson we can learn about the front line, about humanity?
Yeah, for me, it's always about like choosing kindness and that opportunity, right? So, you know, when you're working with frontline employees, and I've been one myself, you have the ability to make or break somebody's day, right? Like, you're at that intersection, I think, of potentially someone's best day or worst day. And I think you can really do so much with so little just by lifting people up, you know, a simple, hey, thank you for what you're doing. And that's, you know, whether I'm at the airport thanking a janitor in the bathroom, or whether I'm at a truck stop thanking a driver and honoring them and quite literally saying, hey, thank you for what you do, because without you, we don't have anything in trucking, right? And so I think that's the big lesson in humanity. And unfortunately, you know, it can cut the other way as well, right? Like, if we don't choose kindness in those scenarios, you can really have a very negative impact on the world, and particularly at that level. But I love the idea of frontline work. Even when I was in law practice, when I was interviewing young lawyers, my first question in any interview would be, tell me about your first customer service job. You know, tell me about that time when, you know, you had that interaction. And if anybody ever told me their first job was law, I was like, yeah, this
No, thank you. What was your first customer service job? I like that. I like that question.
McDonald's. So I got a work permit when I was 15, and I was running the drive-through at McDonald's. And I had a love for Spanish and learning at that time as well. And so I quickly kind of picked up the food line Spanish, and then kind of quickly got into some supervisor roles as well, for being able to kind of communicate with all the employees and kind of lead from the front. And so I was a young sort of supervisor at McDonald's when I was 16 in my grown up town where I grew up.
Oh, that's awesome. It paved the way for you to lead an association. You know, I love that. It's important work. I mean, you do learn so much about humanity. And I think you pointed something out that's so important. It can happen in the smallest places, you know, as you're traveling, like you said. I carry around You Are a Winner stickers, and I give them to people in the airplane or wherever. I mean, because you never know how that will change someone's day. It's so important. Where do you think, if there was something in this industry that you could redesign or change, what would it be? And how do you think that will help move the industry forward?
Yeah, this might not be the most fun answer, but I draw my background from being a lawyer, and I would probably rework our legal system, right? How do we pick winners and losers? And more importantly, you know, who pays the costs of that litigation? And so the United States is an oddball in the sense that each side pays their own legal fees regardless of the result of the outcome of litigation. And that creates this sort of, and again, I'm in Vegas, so I'll use the terminology, that jackpot justice system where it doesn't matter if an individual is at fault for their own collision or their own injuries. It encourages them to kind of throw it all at the wall. Let's sue everybody and let's see what happens. And I think that has created a really negative pressure on the industry right now, particularly with what trucking has to have in minimum insurance. And so it just makes trucking a very viable target for plaintiffs' lawyers in a way that I don't think really honors and respects the sort of risk exchange and the valuable work that trucking is doing. And it's putting a lot of good operators out of business that haven't even had any collisions in the first place, just because of how the cost of auto insurance continues to go up at an unsustainable level. So that would probably be my system design. And I think if you fix that and maybe went with more of the European model, where if you file a lawsuit and you lose and you've got to make the person you sued whole by covering some of their legal expenses, I think it would make that litigation a little bit more of a thoughtful process. And folks that were truly negatively impacted by a collision with a truck could be made whole, but you wouldn't see the same sense of sort of jackpot justice that we see out there in the industry.
Yeah, it's so, what a powerful move to change. I was driving somewhere in the middle of Ohio and I counted 16 billboards in Ohio. I mean, I know like they talk about it in Texas and Louisiana, but Ohio, I was like, wow, it's everywhere. It's impacting everyone. And it's sad.
And what message does that send to the men and women on our interstates working for this industry that every other sign is sort of a veiled threat against them, right? Like, look, you know, people don't realize, and most of your listeners probably will, that, you know, 70% plus of these collisions are caused by passenger vehicles that are generally not paying attention, right? They don't understand what it means to operate around an 80,000 pound vehicle. We're all very addicted to our devices. And so, you know, you get that little dopamine buzz on your phone and all of a sudden you're looking at Facebook or Instagram or TikTok while you're driving down the interstate. You're starting to miss your exit and you decide that your time's more important than everybody else's. And you cut, you know, 2-3 lanes over and you potentially cause a collision. And then in the aftermath of that, the idea that you as an individual would then try to take a trucking company out of business is just, it's something that I struggle with personally.
Yeah. It's a huge thing in this industry. And thank you so much for being focused on the change, being a change agent, because that matters. What do you hope 10 years from now, Ben, what do you hope is left with your legacy and what you're doing today for the industry? What do you want to be remembered for?
Yeah, I think shaping the dialogue around trucking, not just from people within the industry, but folks around it. I think that's really important work that we do, you know, promoting the industry. You know, I'd love, and this is not my anecdote, but I'd love if the folks going down the road could actually see what's inside the trailers, right? As they're driving around them, like it's all your essentials, right? It's all the stuff that you need. But, you know, if you're talking about legacy 10 years from now, I would hope that folks would look back on the work that we're doing as an association, and it's not just my work because we're member driven, is that trucking is in a much better spot and it's getting the respect that it deserves as an essential industry that was essential, you know, way before we started using that terminology post COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. I really appreciate all the work you're doing. You know, time and time again, people ask me if I know you, and it just goes to show that the work that you're doing in the association and the members of your association are doing is meaningful. And so that is one of the reasons why I wanted to honor you with my Pelican Award, because, and I have it right here, it's going to have your name on it. It says that you're a winner. And I actually created the Pelican glass winner because one of the things about pelicans, Ben, I don't know if you knew this or not, but they live and they hunt in groups, and they don't thrive in isolation, but they actually thrive in community and connection. And they represent teamwork, social bonds, and the balance between giving and receiving. And so I wanted to give you a Pelican Award because you embody all of these traits. I know that you don't always get the spotlight, but I mean, you're over there in Vegas and people don't even realize that you're moving mountains just the same. You might not be the loudest voice in the room and you're not chasing applause or titles, but you're the one that shows up time and time again for others with your kindness and with the teamwork and social bonds that you're creating. I know because of everyone that talks to me, they tell me that you see the strength in others and you lift them higher. You give without ego and you lead not from the front, but you lead from within your community. So since your work doesn't always make headlines, I want you to know that your kindness that you give makes impact. It's lasting and it's personal and it's powerful. So today, Ben, I honor you for the way that you move this industry forward quietly but purposely, and for the community that you built and for the balance that you bring and for the lives that you've changed just by being you. And so no, I can't wait to visit your house or your community house and celebrate you. So why don't you leave us today with some lasting advice and give a shout out to your association.
Yeah, my advice, you know, would just be to thank somebody for the work they're doing. Hopefully, you know, it's somebody in that trucking or transportation industry, but it doesn't matter, right? Like whether you're at the airport doing anything, just thank somebody, because I do think that will make the world a better place. And just excited about the work that our association's doing and will continue to do as we make an impact and be those change agents for the industry. So my shout out goes to my members who continue to drive us and shape our policy. And, you know, we've got an army of volunteers and we wouldn't be able to do anything without them. So that shout out goes to them.
Awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much. If you all want to learn about the North Carolina Trucking Association, Ben, where can they look it up and join and become members of this awesome association?
NCTrucking.com. You can get all the information there. Check out our calendar. We put on 70 plus events every year. And so there's quite literally an event for everybody. Doesn't matter how you interface or serve the industry, whether you're a motor carrier or whether you're an allied member that supports the industry, we've got a spot for you and we've got work for you to do. So, you know, if you're interested in getting involved, we'd love to have you.
All right, let's get to work. And with that, everyone, we'll see you next time. Thank you for speaking of thanking people. We'll go ahead and we will thank everyone. Thank you all so much for joining us. We appreciate you. And until next time, be safe, be well, and of course, be kind.